Quiet, please.
Yeah, I am Mr. Legbose Sarup Yagbara from the Ogoni in Nigeria. Ogoni is an indigenous community in Nigeria. My interest goes to the question relating to the emerging importance of transition metals and minerals across the continent. And we are seeing a growing investment in that sector, particularly because of the renewable energy investment going on, particularly in Zimbabwe. Of course, in Nigeria, we just launched the extraction of lithium last October, November. In Ghana, is going on. Namibia is the same story. And then when you look at it within the context of the African mining vision and what is also going on across West Africa, I think that we, at the moment, we are not seeing a harmonization of the mineral laws within the continent. And secondly, what is going on so far, we've not actually captured the interests of indigenous communities and local communities within the context of the extractivism that is going on. And that becomes a big challenge, particularly for those who are coming from Africa, with the question of lack of legal recognition of indigenous peoples. I want to know from the panelists, what do we put in concrete terms to ensure community involvement in the ongoing mineral exploitation going on? Secondly, we are also seeing a situation where, of course, because of the primacy of trade, governments are not actually putting in context the question of human rights protection, particularly when it comes to indigenous communities across the continent. So I want to know from the panel, what are the positive examples that they've seen in terms of carrying community along, respecting the lives of indigenous communities while carrying on the mineral exploitation, particularly within the context of transition metal that is the big thing now. I mean, the governor of president of Zimbabwe called it the new good. So if we are going for the new good, how do we protect the rest of our communities? Thank you.